the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 311 Radio Show right here on VOB 92.9 FM, the very first edition for 2020. Happy New Year to you. Hope you've started off on a really great note for January. And thank you so much for making it VOB 92.9 FM and, of course, your favorite show, the 311 Radio Show with the Barbados Fire Service. I am Crystal J. Paul. And in studio, we have today Fire Prevention Officer Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon. Happy New Year to you, Barbados.
And Auxiliary Officer Leticia Hunt.
Good afternoon, Barbados. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Yes. So I hope that the year has started off well for you both.
Well, relatively, yeah. I mean, we have life, and that is a very important part of everything. Once you have life, you know, you have something to be thankful for. So, yes, it has started fairly decent for me as well.
That's good. That's good. And, of course, we wish the Barbados Fire Service all the best for 2020 as well. Less fires to out. Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're looking forward to that as well.
Yes, fantastic.
And more actions taken by the public.
Yes.
To be fire safe.
Yes, of course, of course. Well, as you said, that's what we're discussing today. Yes. On being fire safe, we're going to be recapping some of the fire tips and doing some reminders as well. So what do you want the listeners to know about today?
Well, as you know, it's the start of a new year, and, you know, we have... It is customary for us in Barbados and all over the world, actually, you know, for these new resolutions and all of that kind of stuff. So I want to, I would say, throw a challenge to persons this year, not only to make resolutions, I want to go into the gym or whatever have you, but stuff like fire safe and fire safety, make that one of your resolutions. I'm going to purchase an extinguisher. I'm going to install my smoke alarms. And to the business owners, I just want to remind them, because it's the start of the year, that your annual... inspection, building business inspection for the persons who own businesses in Barbados, which is mandated by law, that you have an annual inspection, that, you know, now is the time to get yourself together in terms of applying for those inspections and so on, so that as the year progresses, you know, we don't have any persons not being compliant and not doing the right things. So that's what we want to touch on today. And as I said, make fire safety now part of your resolution, as opposed to just the gym or just eating a little healthier or stuff like that. We want to make fire safety also a part of, part and parcel of your life. You know, as they say about the gym, make it a lifestyle.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, you know, you're encouraging personal wellness, but you're encouraging wellness for your business as well.
Definitely.
And, you know, as you would have mentioned throughout 2019, at some point in 2019, the importance of doing it annually, this inspection, because you would have mentioned that there are persons who they would have done it and said, but I did it already, but yes, it's an annual activity. Thing, so you definitely need to, why not just say, let me do it at the beginning of the year.
Correct.
That's
why I mentioned it, because I said, because it's the beginning.
Exactly.
And you know, it would be fresh in your minds and so on. It's the beginning of the year. You know, if you do it now, for sure, it's done for the year. And if you make it something that you do every January, basically, then you know well.
Right.
But some persons... But the thing is, it wouldn't... For some persons who obviously would know when their last inspection was, it will obviously happen at different times of the year. Yeah, but that's just saying, you know, in January, to prick your brains through mind, you maybe... Let's check and see when that certificate expires.
Right.
And you don't have to wait until the actual date when it expires. You can... Weeks coming up towards that time, you can reapply for your inspection. Apply for your re-inspection.
And it's important to note that the inspection is done by the Barbados Fire Service and not by Safety Supply, Carb Supply, or Regional Fire Security. The ones that they give you are certificates, or certificates stating that you got your fire extinguisher checked, not that your business was inspected and it's fire safe.
Yet it is important that point that Hunt made is extremely important, because only in December, while we were doing a couple walkthroughs and helping persons, business owners, to understand the importance of their annual inspection, persons would have said to us, oh, yes, we had it done.
Right.
But when we checked what they considered as their certificate, it was actually the fire extinguisher servicing, which is another time to remind you also that your fire extinguisher... Fire extinguishers should be serviced once a year.
At least.
At least once a year, correct. So a lot of persons had those extinguishing certificates, service certificates, and they thought that that was their fire certificate for their building inspection.
Ooh.
Those are two completely different things. Right, the certificate that you would get from the supplier of the extinguishers is just to stipulate that your if you have an alarm system or if you have extinguishers and that kind of thing, that those were inspected, hosiery, etc., that those were serviced, because those are also expected to be serviced annually. But for the building, that is something that only the Barbados Fire Service, an inspector out of the Barbados Fire Service, could come and do a walkthrough of your building and tell you where you need to improve, this is good, that is good, whatever, what you need, recommendations, etc. And you would eventually get your certificate when the process is fully complete.
All right. And failure to comply would result in...
Han is skeptical. He's saying, "Why, Daniel? I don't know." Because it is actually serious and it is by law. So, you know, you want to tell the person the repercussions for not complying.
Yes. Well, you would get a write-up or a letter from the Barbados Fire Service cautioning you. And in the Shops Act, it states that you can be fined $50,000 or a year in prison or both.
Right. And both. The thing about it, though, you know, I don't think we need and we don't want to have to come to that.
Right, right.
You know, that's why we are here now and we are telling persons, because we know that a lot of persons still are not au fait with the procedure, that's supposed to happen on an annual basis. And we figured that out during December. Maybe we did some of our walkthroughs as well, that persons were not, some persons still are not sure. And that's why we took this opportunity to start the year by telling persons, business owners and so on, how important it is to have their annual inspection, because a lot of persons take it for granted. And please, people, like I've always said to persons, whether it be an inspection, whether it be at events where persons have stalls, it is not for the fire service. It's not about the fire service coming and bombarding you or making you miserable. What we are telling you is for your own safety, your personal safety. At the end of the day, if you are a business owner, you owe it to your staff, your business, to keep them safe and to keep your business safe. A loss of property due to fire means a loss of jobs. It means a loss of business for yourself.
And God forbid, loss of life.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, we enter everywhere. We know that lawsuits and so on are very prevalent. And we're trying to save you from yourselves, basically. It's not a case of the fire service breathing down your neck to make you miserable. It is about your own safety. It's not for the Barbados Fire Service. At the end of the day, it is about your safety, the person that you employ, their safety. Life, health, and safety, that's what we are all about.
And anyone that's doing business with you, for those who say that they don't know, well, we would have been going through communities and going through businesses. So this year, our presence will be even greater than last year. So we are going to ensure that persons know, cautioning them, advising them, giving them advice on what to do, where to put smoke alarms, whatever they need in order to pass their certificate, so that we would get less complaints of persons saying that they're unaware.
Correct.
Well, the reality is, you know, it's ignorance is no
excuse.
Exactly.
Right. Ignorance to the law is no excuse.
As it relates to the law. Correct. Yes, yes. So definitely, I mean, we've been saying it on the 311 radio show, you know, different times throughout 2019. And it's good, very, very important to reiterate it in 2020. I mean, as you said, last month, there are people who were saying that they were not aware.
Correct.
So it's good for us to be able to emphasize and reemphasize so that it's riveted in. So, you know,
when persons hear things again, so to speak, we tend to say, "Oh, I hear that already," and they say that already. But I always say, anytime you have to repeat, it means that everybody's not on board as yet.
Yes.
It means
that
there's still work to be done. And that's what the fire service is all about, trying to get as many people, if not everybody, on board in being more fire safe, not only in businesses but in your homes, in your schools, in your churches, wherever you reside in this country. We expect, you know, we're looking forward to making everybody fire safe and compliant.
That's right. This year we are raising the bar. That's our motto: raising the bar by your safety.
All right.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned smoke alarms a couple minutes ago. Well, if you're done with the
certificate,
okay. Oh, and just a thought on that as well. Would you encourage business owners to therefore read or familiarize themselves with the SHOP Act and the SHA Act?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a help for sure.
It's and like, it's online.
Right. It's like the laws of Barbados generally, you know, there's any person has access now to them and can read them at their leisure. So it would obviously be good for you as a business owner to read what governs you.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Correct.
All right. Yes. So you were mentioning smoke alarms just now. So I want to remind person about the smoke alarms and even different words of advice, tips on how to install smoke alarms. You're talking about the fire service actually going to the businesses or the homes to be able to assist people in installing. Could you give us some information on that as well?
Well, generally, obviously, we know the fire service, because of the numbers, mm-hmm. Will not be able to go into every individual house.
Right, right.
Every individual business. But we try to help persons wherever possible, especially elderly persons or persons with disabilities who live alone. Mm-hmm. Notice I said who live alone. Mm-hmm. Because you would find some persons would say, my grandmother is 87 or whatever. But you are a young person who can go and purchase a smoke alarm or who can help that elderly person or that disabled person in terms of being fire safe. And you are expecting that the Barbados Fire Service is mandated to come and do it for you. No, we assist persons, mm-hmm. but it's persons who we would say are more vulnerable.
Yes.
If you have a young, able-bodied person within their home, they should be able to buy a smoke alarm, install it, or get someone to install it. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is that we can advise you as it relates to where to put it, because some persons may not be aware. Mm-hmm. I can say to you one place you will not put it is directly over the stove. For
okay.
obvious
well,
reasons.
Yeah.
You know, so some persons ask if you can put it in the kitchen. Again, that depends on the size of your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your kitchen is relatively small, then it may still be in too close proximity to your stove. If it is big enough where you can have it 4 to 6 feet away from the stove, then that can be possible. But where to put them, fire extinguishers as well, mm-hmm. also important. In terms of having them in your homes for your personal safety.
All right. So fire extinguishers. And, of course, smoke they're not alarm. To be used as door stoppers.
Of course not.
And to be serviced at least once a year.
At least mm-hmm. once a year.
For those who need advice on where to place these smoke alarms, you can give us a call. Okay. And we would come and advise you if you need us to see the place.
The number, right. Not 311 for sure.
For sure. No, that's only for emergencies. That's the emergency number.
That's correct. What would be the number to call?
535-7829-3031-32 or 33.
29 up to 33.
All right. There you go. Okay. So that's for the smoke alarms, the fire extinguishers. How
yes.
would you advise people mount them and so forth?
That kind of stuff. Well, the fire extinguishers should be mounted about 3 feet. We would say we assign to the average person about 3 feet from the ground. And notice I said mounted because a lot mm-hmm. of persons, you go into business places and they have them on a table or behind the door on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They should be easily visible because not only you who work there, I went into a place very recent and the person said to me, but we know where it is. You know where it is because you work there, you live there. It's one thing. It's supposed to be visible so that if I come to your establishment mm-hmm. to conduct business,
mm-hmm.
you may not be the first person seeing the fire.
Right.
And if I'm the first person seeing the fire and I know how to use a fire extinguisher, therefore I should be able to grab it and do an initial knockdown. Because as we know, and we've been told on this program already, fire extinguishers are devices for extinguishing small fires.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind persons of that because sometimes persons think that something flares up and it becomes big and then you think, oh, let's get this extinguisher. No, the extinguisher is for small fires. I just want to remind persons about that.
And of course, I often remember Lisa's, Officer Prescott's pass analogy. Pull, aim.
Right. A little quick.
I'm trying to remember the rest.
Yeah. Well, that is what we're here for. If you forget, and I must remind you also that on the extinguisher bottle,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know, all of them would have the same acronym PASS, P-A-S-S, which is pull, which is pull the pin.
Right.
A little ring on the top. You would see it once you have an extinguisher. Aim it at the base of the fire and then squeeze and sweep. Squeeze the handles and sweep from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about using a fire extinguisher is that you want to have an exit to your back wherever possible.
Mm-hmm.
And never, when you're finished extinguishing the fire, you think you're finished extinguishing the fire, never turn away and back the fire.
Oh.
Always walk backwards so that you can always have an eye on that fire in case it flares back up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's also a part within the use of the extinguisher, testing it. It is not on the bottle of the extinguisher. You will see just P-A-S-S on the extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
But we also tell persons to test it. That can be a little tricky for some person because some person may test it and use all the media before they get on the fire. Test just means a slight squeeze to make sure something's in there.
Right.
As long as you know you have something in there, then you can approach the fire and do your knockdown.
And that's why it's also important that you have your fire extinguishers serviced every year. Because with the ABCs, like baking soda,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you put down something for a long time, it can start to cake up.
That's true.
Even though you may look at the extinguisher and say, well, this extinguisher is good,
mm-hmm.
then sometimes the media may have caked up. So that's why they service it to agitate the media on the inside so that it will be working. That's why it's important to test it to make sure that it is working.
Okay.
Because even though it looks good, it may not be good.
Okay. And when she says test it, please be reminded she only means test it if you have to use it. Basically, mm-hmm. you don't just randomly take up an extinguisher and test it. Because every time you expel media, you have to get it recharged.
Okay.
Every time. So it's not like you can use it and then you put it back in the corner in case something else happens. As long as you use that extinguisher, you have to get that extinguisher recharged. Mind you, there are some extinguishers that are one use. That is why I advise people when they ask about where to purchase an extinguisher, I usually send them to any of the suppliers who, Safety Supply, Regional Fire and Security, and Care Supply. Those are the main suppliers that I know of who supply fire extinguishers. And they also are able to advise you accordingly too. For persons who are not, or who may be clueless as to what type of extinguisher or, you know, the type of business they have or whatever have you. If you go and buy one from a random place, you may buy a one use.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do use it, if you do have to use it, then you have to get rid of it and buy another one.
Right.
Yeah. So it's better to purchase a good one, you know, straight away than to have to do three and four times.
Of course. All right. So fire extinguishers. And of course, you must also bear in mind the fire escape plan.
Of course. I mean, Chris J is always on the ball.
Yes, we cannot ignore the fire escape plan.
Definitely, you know, because, you know, you will find, funny enough, almost everybody, especially the businesses that are compliant, would have an emergency action plan and so forth for their workplaces. And most persons who work within most establishments in Barbados by now would be au fait with that. Your evacuation, your assembly point, and those are terms that persons who are in normal day-to-day jobs would be au fait with. But funny enough, we go home and a lot of persons take it for granted that there's no plan.
Mm-hmm.
What if, God forbid, something happens at your house? What is your plan? What are you going to do? What are your children going to do? Do your children know where to meet? When we get, you know, we may be all sleeping in different bedrooms. So something happens, you get up at 2 in the morning, there's an incident. We all get out of the house. Do the children know where we meet? Where we meet back as a family? That kind of stuff.
These are
things that we want to, you know, instill in our little ones.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, we say a lot, she or he's too young. I always say the person, children are never too young.
No, not these children.
You know, because exactly. Because children
not appear,
children give you that perception that they're not concentrating or studying what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Children, they will not see anything while you're there. But when you leave, persons with children will tell you when a particular person leaves, or leaves. For example, when the fire officers go to school,
mm-hmm.
some children sit there and they're so quiet and look so innocent or whatever. But I can tell you, a lot of teachers will say, as soon as you leave, they ask so many questions because they're observing and picking up every little thing.
That's true.
So always encourage persons to, I always encourage persons to preach that 311 to your children from very early.
Mm-hmm.
In a panic situation, adults tend to be the ones who are a little more edgy. Children would always remember stuff. teacher said this, the fire officer said that, the police said that, because children soak up everything, especially at that young age. So teach them the emergency numbers, teach them what to do in the case of an emergency, how to get out, where to meet mommy and daddy on the outside, these type of things. And practice it. Blindfold yourselves at home. You know, it may sound dumb, it may look funny and whatever have you.
A lot of smoke you won't be able but to see.
Exactly, in a smoke filled environment, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And we are telling you this from experience. Blindfold yourselves. Practice getting out of your house safely. Practice crawling on the floor as low as possible to the ground to get out of your home. And practice it. And if you can do that successfully and you continue to practice it over time, because that is what drills are.
Mm-hmm.
It is practice in case something happens. The more you do it, the more efficient you become, the more comfortable you become in if you have to get out in a case of emergency.
And if you do any major renovations, that means that you need to change your evacuation plan.
Yes, for home and business.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
And this also goes for persons with disabilities.
Yes, yes, yes.
Those that are visually impaired. Mm-hmm. Because they go based on memory.
Correct.
So if they make any adjustments, as simple as changing around the way the living room is,
mm-hmm.
then they would need to get familiar with that setting as well.
Right. Well, you're talking about doing the practicing evacuation and so on, blindfolding so you can familiarize yourself. Of course, you're talking about with the different exits and not just one route.
Correct.
Outside.
It's important to have at least two exits.
Mm-hmm.
The more the better,
yeah.
But two at least, a minimum of two exits, because obviously fire at some point may compromise the particular exit that you're accustomed to.
Right,
and
right.
then you will need an alternate exit. So therefore, you don't have two exits saying like two doors that sit right beside each other.
Correct.
The two exits obviously will be two alternate, completely alternate directions, so that if this particular exit is compromised,
mm-hmm.
the other exit would be adequate. Or the other reason is that depending on where in the house or the building you are, you always head to the closest exit as long as it is
mm-hmm.
not compromised by fire.
Right. Okay. So the back door, the side door,
of course.
Front door.
yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned, you said back door, front door, side door, because a lot of people ask us, so is a window an escape? A window
I
is
was
not,
about to ask that.
Exactly. is it an exit? Sorry. A window is not a recommended exit.
Mm-hmm.
You would never, the fire service would never come and say to you, okay, you have three exits and you count two doors and a window. A window is not a recommended exit. However, if you are in a dire situation,
mm-hmm.
that's where initiative comes in.
Right.
If you can safely exit that window, and it is the closest or the fastest or the best place, best means of getting out safely, by all means. But we wouldn't want you to say, okay, a window is an exit, and you're on a four-story building, five-story building,
exactly.
and you say mm-hmm. windows, the fire service tell you the window is an exit, so you jump through the window.
Oh, dear.
You understand?
And
because
you also have to take into consideration if you're letting oxygen in.
Correct.
Because fire needs oxygen to live, just like us.
Right.
And it feeds off of oxygen.
Correct.
So if you introduce oxygen or too much,
mm-hmm.
then you can have a flashover. Or what we call
that
entire
yes
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 you
see these things on television.
I'm not scared
entire but it's true, it's a reality,
but
listen,
it is definitely
that bit of advice. I'm sure people will in the
in
case
fact,
of a fire so no I remember what she said
in fact know. it is very good she mentioned that, because I remember going to a house fire a while back when we got on the scene, some of the guys were saying, you know, the young fellas on the in the area will usually say, oh yeah man, we help, we break up some of the windows and stuff. And you know, sometimes we say to them, you guys are very lucky, because sometimes breaking out a window,
mm-hmm.
a window that's closed, inducing oxygen, as Hunt said, could cause a completely different, you know,
more harm than good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Including to themselves.
Exactly.
As well.
So, you know, it's
just
not always
being outside, because if you have that sudden blast,
mm-hmm. that sudden,
it can hurt them and the person on the inside.
Right. So sometimes it is not advised to just break out random windows because
mm-hmm.
you see fire, you know. That's why some of us are trained to do such.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Of course. Well, of course, the very first course of action is to call 311.
Yeah.
Actually,
so
I would like to differ.
Even before using the extinguisher.
I would like to differ there. My first course of action would be prevention.
Okay.
Because if you prevent things from happening before they do occur, you don't have
mm-hmm.
to worry about. You have your extinguisher, you practice your drills, you do all of the stuff, you make sure you housekeeping practices are in place. You don't have your corridors, doorways, and this is not only for homes but businesses. Mm-hmm. I want to remind you, keep your doorways and your hallways free of any boxes and all of the different things, because you always want to have a clear passage if you need to exit. So all of those little preventative tips are, in my mind, very important, so that we don't get to the stage where the windows have to be broken out.
That's a good one. And I would also add this tip, and this is for the outside now, to move the derelict vehicles so the fire truck can pass.
Yeah.
You know, that is something that we mentioned a couple of times.
Not only the derelict, but for those persons living, because I know so many places in Barbados where, because of the way the community is set up, everybody doesn't have a driveway.
Right.
And they would obviously park on the side of the road. The problem occurs around 2 in the morning when there's an incident at one of the houses or one of the places in that area, and the fire truck is trying to get through. Everybody's asleep, but their car is in the road.
Right. The person is parked on a hydrant.
And that's another thing. And, you know, I think these are things that we encounter all the time. And I just want to remind persons not to park on fire hydrants. Leave adequate space that, in the event of emergency, an emergency vehicle can pass through freely without any problems and so on. We've had situations where at those times in the mornings you've had to blow the horn and blow that siren for persons to get up to come out to move their car so the truck can get to the incident.
Time wasted.
Yep, very much so. Every second counts in fire. As we know, the fire does what?
Doubles in size every 30 seconds.
Exactly. So, you know, it is, and that's real. It's not a joke thing at all. So definitely be aware of those things. Like I said, let fire safety be one of your resolutions for the year, one of your plans, something. Put it into your life as part of your plan.
All right. So we've looked at fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, updating your fire certificate, and of course, reminding you about those vehicles so that, you know, you would have easy access for the fire service to be able to attend to a call. That just about wraps it up for this first edition.
I think for the first edition, we've given a pretty heavy bowl of food for thought for everybody.
Of course, why not?
Yeah.
Some resolution. Fire prevention resolution. How about that?
Raising the bar for 2020.
All right.
For your safety.
That's right. That's right. Fire Prevention Officer Jason Collins, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much also. You're welcome as well.
All right. And Auxiliary Officer Leticia Hunt.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah. Before we go, I just want to say a big good afternoon to my aunt Ruth. She's a very ardent listener to the program. She told me, I saw her during the December period. She said, I listen every Sunday she's on. I'm pretty sure right now she's listening to us. So, Aunt Ruth, good afternoon to you. Happy New Year. And she was actually a former worker here at Starcom many, many years ago before my time. But
all right.
Maybe before you guys would have been here. But yes, Aunt Ruth was Ruth Collins. She was a former worker here at Starcom Network.
All right. Well, God bless you, Aunt Ruth. Yeah. And keep listening. And I'm Krista J. Paul. Listen, we have lots more in store for you for the 311 radio show throughout 2020. So we know you'll stay with us here on VOB 92.9 FM. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And remember,
fire prevention is our intention.
That was the 311 radio show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 radio show.